The U.S. Coast Guard cutter James Rankin left the Curtis Bay Coast Guard Station for a 25-minute ride. It was spotted at the Patapsco River, just a few hundred yards northeast of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
218, James Rankin, loud and clear.
It is here where they dropped a buoy, red, white, and blue, complete with stars and stripes, where Francis Scott Key stood on a boat nearly 200 years ago during the Battle of Baltimore and watched the bombs bursting in air, riding what is now known as our national anthem.
I'm Lieutenant Ashley Crouch. I'm the commanding officer of Coast Guard Cutter James Rankin, and we're here to set the Francis Scott Key buoy for 2014. We put the buoy in the exact spot that Francis Scott Key spent on the ship of truce while he was watching the Battle of Baltimore. We're going to transit out of Curtis Bay and across the main ship channel, Fort McHenry, going toward the east side of the Key Bridge, just the northeast corner of the bridge. And that's where his ship was. And then we're going to put the buoy over the side, just the same as we do for all the rest of our buoys that we work.
And I see this buoy is very special because it's all red, white, and blue. It's got the stars and stripes on it.
We set the buoy from June through December, and that way all of the tourist companies that run harbor cruises in Baltimore can take people out there to also remember that spot and the evening and what it means to our country and the national anthem and why it was there. So they spend all summer being able to take people there because we have now marked it with an 8. It's very different from all the rest of our buoys. The rest of our buoys are mostly red and green. Some are red and white striped. There's many different configurations, but this is the only one that is like it. There's no other Stars and Stripes buoys.
And you've been doing that for some time.
Yes, the Coast Guard's been setting the buoy continuously since 1979, and then James Rankin has been doing it since she was commissioned and stationed in Baltimore.
On board the cutter, there was a Fifing Drum Corps dressed in period costume. Scott Sheeds is Mr. History when it comes to Fort McHenry. He works for the National Park Service.
The exact spot is 3 miles from Fort McHenry, just north of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and it's from that location the American flag of truce festival, the president, was tied up to the flagship of Vice Admiral Alexander Cochran, the HMS Surprise. And from that vantage point, anchored just behind the bombardment fleet, Key witnessed the bombardment of Fort McHenry. Soon after the British attacked Washington, they left through Bladensburg, Maryland. They captured a certain Dr. William Beans, who had played host to the British Army commander right before the attack on Washington. Some stragglers were going behind the British Army, and Dr. Beans and fellow townsmen arrested these British stragglers. One of them escaped, got word back to the British commander. The British commander was a little upset and ordered the arrest of Dr. Beans. He was taken on board a British warship, and friends of Dr. Beans, one of whom was Francis Scott Key, had gone out to the British fleet out in the Chesapeake Bay, arranged for the release of him, but the British aren't going to let Dr. Beans or Key go until after the attack on Baltimore. So they were on board this small American flag of truce vessel for several days until after the bombardment of Fort McHenry.
This is a big deal, is it not?
Yeah, the lowering of the buoy by the U.S. Coast Guard, this has been going on since 1906, when the first buoy was dropped, and then later was made official in 1914 during the centennial Star-Spangled Banner celebration. So this is a very nice ceremony that the Coast Guard does for us every year.
But this is a special year, 200 years. And after a brief ceremony remembering the war dead and the singing of the poem that Key wrote.
All right, down the buoy. And next thing I'll do is reach to that guy over the blue hat. And that's it.
The buoy marked its place in history just as Francis Scott Key did nearly 200 years ago. On the Patapsco River, Phil Yakubuski, WBAL and WBAL.com.